And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, just after 9:36. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to talk about, really? 785-537-1350. Of course, not anything you want to talk about, but, you know, within reason, of course. I am now here with Manhattan Christian College Vice President for Academics and Professor of Family Ministry, Dr. Greg DeLort. And, Greg, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And what type of, how's summer for Manhattan Christian College? I assume it's just as busy about everybody else, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's calmed down a little bit with students being gone, and so it's a little more quiet. The whole town changes, obviously, when the students leave. So, you know, there's some things we can do in the summer that we can't do when students are around.
And, of course, you guys have had a lot of infrastructure building and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that
been fun to watch.
Yeah.
We will be... The plan is to open our gym in mid-September, have a grand opening, ribbon cutting, and all those things.
So everything sounds like it's on schedule.
So it's
there.
On schedule, yeah, as much as construction can be on schedule. You know, we've been excited. I really think the face of the campus has changed quite a bit in the last couple of years. So it's been fun to watch that building go up, and it's fun to be able to say we'll have an actual home game for our indoor sports on campus at Manhattan Christian College.
And that'll probably be the first time for MCC.
It'll be the first time for MCC, yeah. We're celebrating our 90th anniversary, and this will be the first time we are on campus for our home games for indoor sports.
It's a good way to celebrate a 90th.
It's nice. It's nice.
Because before you've been playing games in the city auditorium,
right?
I believe.
Yeah, we have. And that's been great, and the city's been great working with us on all of these, all of our athletics, and we've appreciated that, and we're just looking forward to having it at home.
And again, remind me on that ribbon cutting?
Middle September. Right now, the prospective date is September 13th.
Okay.
But, you know, there's probably some give and take on that.
Sure, we'll definitely let us know.
Yeah, we will definitely do that.
And some other, you had some enrollment announcements.
We have some enrollment. Just to give an idea of where our enrollment's probably going to be between 250 and 300 this upcoming year, which is an improvement. Higher education generally has taken a little bit of a dip, and it's changing dramatically, higher education. So we're trying to keep up with those changes and provide opportunities for students who are interested in working toward our mission at the school.
You talk about some of those changes, and what are some of those changes you've seen, or maybe some reasons why?
Yeah, well, some of the changes are just, you know, is college education worth it in order to get a job? And I just got a Barner survey yesterday that deals with reasons for attending college, and the highest ranked reason is prepare for a specific job. So that's one of the things. And with some of the technical colleges and cost of four-year colleges, tuition and things like that, how viable is it to pay that rate? And a lot of students take out loans, and then there's loan burdens. I mean, all that is pretty prevalent in the news. So what's the value? So what we have to deal with as an institution of higher education is, you know, how do we provide a reasonable expectation of value for Manhattan Christian College, just like anybody else has to do.
Just kind of work on your marketing.
Yeah, work really, on our marketing, right? And get our message out there and make sure that people know what we really do and that it is valuable. But Kansas State has to do the same thing. KU has to do the same thing. You know, it's just a different landscape.
And this is kind of just a little off topic. This is just kind of the question just came to me just because I honestly wasn't sure. One bit, if we're talking about topics within the universities in the state of Kansas right now, the campus carry, the concealed carry law, July 1st that went into effect. Does that apply to MCC?
It potentially applies. So what we're doing with that at MCC is working through a process for what our policies will be regarding concealed carry and things like that. We're not under that law because we're not a state institution.
Right.
But since we have dual degree programs with Kansas State, and we we have a pretty good relationship with them. We try to be consistent. I'm not sure how that's going to shake out for this particular policy, but we are working through that in our administration.
Right, right. Yeah, again, just something that kind of came to mind. Never actually haven't thought about that, if that how that works with you guys.
Right.
Again, here at Manhattan Christian College, Vice President for Academics and Professor of Family Ministry, Dr. Greg DeLort. Any questions for him, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350 is the number to call for that. And you said enrollment's around 250 to 300?
250 to 300 is what we're expecting. So our new enrollment numbers are already up from last year, and that's been a good thing. We've gone hard in admissions, have hired a new admissions director, and it's been bearing some good fruit for us.
Is that kind of about an average number for you guys every year? Or?
Yeah, it's well in the last in the past few years. Yeah, we're around that. We're probably going to be higher than we have been last year, but we've probably around that. Since I've been here, we've been as high as 407, I think, and we're working back toward that.
And how long have you been at MCC now?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
So you've seen some changes,
I've
for
seen
sure.
I've seen some changes.
Since when you first got there.
Yeah, it's 20 years. And we're originally from Chicago, so, you know, moving out here was a big deal for us. And we love the community, and the community and Manhattan Christian College work well together. I think we've really benefited from our work with the community.
If you're going to, we were just talking a little bit earlier about some of those worries that we're seeing with folks looking at higher education, worrying about costs, worrying about some of those sort of things. If you're going to give that person's in the studio right now and they're giving you those sort of doubts, what's kind of your pitch on the value?
Well, there are a couple things. We, for MCC particularly, we have our professors, our academic staff, is hired for their academic preparation. So the way I put it is we hire for paper, but we hire more for the person. So we don't have academic staff who are not currently working in the ministries in which they teach. So our pastoral professor will be preaching. He's planted a church. We have a Bible theology professor who's planted a church. Just took a trip down to the Dominican Republic with our president. Everyone in, I've done counseling and family ministry, and chaplaincy is another area that we work with. So I'm doing that. I'm a PRN chaplain here in town. And, you know, so we don't have people who are detached from what they're actually teaching. You know, they're
right. I'd imagine if you're going to MCC, you're not maybe as open-ended as far as maybe what you're going to do, what you're going to study as you would go into K-State or KU or anywhere like that.
Yeah, well, there are choices. I mean, you're not open-ended in the sense that most of the people who take their program, the ministry program at MCC, will choose a ministry to focus on, or a couple of them, the way our curriculum works. But we also have dual degree with K-State where, you know, they come in and they take their Bible theology courses from us, some ministry courses from us, and then they do a major at Kansas State. So they get a degree from both institutions. And so, you know, it's kind of the best of both worlds when you come to MCC.
And has that partnership with K-State kind of always been there?
Yeah, it's been there for a long time, and it's just worked really well. We have students who've gone through education, primary and secondary education, elementary education, family studies at K-State, all kinds of programs there, and it's fun to see what they do with their degrees when they graduate.
I'm looking at, you got a lot of good stuff here on the table. Looking at this brochure, I see a golf tournament.
Yeah, we have golf tournament. The Golf Classic is on September 22nd coming up, and our president does a lot of work with that, and that's been a good fundraiser for us. And we're still looking for sponsors and for people who want to do the tournament. There are all kinds of levels. You don't want me golfing.
I was just about to ask if you're going to be out there on the links.
You wouldn't want to be behind me. It'd be a long day.
But, well, depending on how I'm playing, you don't want to be in a 360-degree radius of me.
Yeah,
club can go flying, ball. I can have a bad slice sometimes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, maybe you and I can go out and watch.
Yeah, just clear the golf course, just for everyone's safety.
Right. And so the registration fee for that is $150, and it's partially tax deductible. But that's always a good fundraiser for us. It's a good outing. It's fun.
Does that go to anything specific or just kind of the...
To the school, general.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and let's go to another break. It'll probably be our last break of the hour, actually, here on In Focus. And we'll come back and talk more about MCC here on News Radio KMAN. Okay,